Good evening from BBC London. I'm Catherine Carpenter. The National Grid says around 200 homes in East Barnet will be without gas on Christmas Day. Engineers say they've been working around the clock to get as many residents as possible reconnected, but there's still water left in parts of the system after pipes flooded in the freezing weather. Gareth Furby reports.
We're about to reconnect and put a test back on now, so I'll
be
back on shortly.
Wonderful. Okay?
For some residents, the pumping worked, clearing out water from a flooded system.
It's absolutely brilliant that we've got gas now. It's a thing we take for granted, and we've been without it for a week, and it's absolutely brilliant that we got it back for Christmas Day.
But for others, this work is still not complete. The problem started on Sunday when a broken water main flooded the gas pipes. The National Grid brought in around 150 gas engineers, and this afternoon there was a confident mood that this job would be complete in time for Christmas Day.
We're well in excess of 1,000 properties back on. We're in the region of 500 to do.
And have you got enough time?
Well, subject to people being in today, we are confident with the resources we have on site that we will have a good result by the end of play today.
Tonight, though, the National Grid said around 200 homes would not be connected by tomorrow because there is still a lot of water in the system. And engineers will now work on throughout Christmas Day to try to get these homes back on. Gareth Furby, BBC London News.
Well, Gareth's in East Barnet now with the latest. How's it looking, Gareth?
Well, this situation is changing pretty fast. We came down here to talk to a family in a house behind me who were absolutely furious that their Christmas Day was about to be ruined because the gas, they were told, wasn't going to be connected. But it has just been reconnected. And what we're seeing is engineers working throughout the night tonight to get people back on. But I'm afraid the current position is still almost 200 people will not have their gas for Christmas Day. Not a happy Christmas for them. Back to you.
Thanks very much, Gareth. 17 families in Peckham are still waiting to be rehoused more than a month after a fire destroyed their homes. The blaze started at a nearby construction site. Southwark Council says 11 households have been given new accommodation. Now, Boxing Day is traditionally a big day in the calendar for football fans, with most clubs in action. But this year, some operators aren't running trains on key routes, and supporters say they could be forced to take to their cars or even stay at home. Zara Orchard reports.
Jez Walters from Chiswick, packing his car so the weather doesn't catch him out. But Jez isn't going away for Christmas. He's a lifelong Chelsea fan, and on Boxing Day, the Blues are away to Birmingham, and normally he'd go to the game by train.
You assume that the trains are going to be running, particularly for a big game with 4,000 or 5,000 Chelsea fans going up to this one. So once we've bought the tickets and suddenly found out there were no train tickets, we're all in a bit of a quandary about what to do, and this week's weather has made it much worse.
In the Premier League alone, there are no Virgin Trains or London Midland services for Chelsea fans. And for any Portsmouth fans going to West Ham, there are no South West trains. The Association of Train Operating Companies told BBC London they're running 50% more trains than on Boxing Day in 2008, although they recognise demand continues to rise. The Liberal Democrats don't think they're doing enough to help fans.
After all the travel chaos we've seen in the last few days because of the weather, the least that the train operating companies could do would be to put some trains on for football fans.
Jez is confident the fans will still travel.
You just can't hold back Chelsea fans. They'll all be there. I promise you, they'll walk if they have to.
Sara Orchard, BBC London News.
Now here's Peter Cockcroft with the weather.
It's going to be a cold Christmas Eve, misty too, and there are likely to be a few wintry showers around, falling mostly as rain, but you could see a little bit of sleet and snow, and with temperatures not far away from freezing, could be a wee bit slippery if you're going to midnight mass. Now that iciness with us into Christmas Day morning, but then the wet wintry mix moving away as the breeze picks up, it will move the cloud away, so there should be some sunshine around on Christmas Day afternoon, top temperatures 5 or 6 Celsius. Boxing Day, a revelation for sports fans. Bright, breezy, a lot milder, just a few light rain showers. So wherever you are this Christmas, watch out for those icy surfaces. Don't let the weather spoil it for you. Happy Christmas.
And have a very good evening indeed. Bye-bye.